الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فما زلنا بفضل الله عز وجل في كتاب شرح العقيدة الواسطية للشيخ الإسلام بن تيمية، شرح للشيخ محمد بن صالح بن عثيمين رحمه الله تعالى. We're still in the book of Aqidah al-Wasitiyah of Ibn Taymiyyah, the explanation of Ibn Uthaymeen, may Allah have mercy on him and on Ibn Taymiyyah. And we were dealing last, in our last sitting before the season of Hajj, may Allah accept from those who performed Hajj their Hajj, we were dealing with the Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, the Tawheed of worship, or Allah Azza wa Jal being the object of worship, the only object of worship that the Muslims have, and the only object of worship that the non-Muslims should have, but they failed to fulfill that covenant that they were given way before, that you shall worship Allah alone, because Allah instilled this in our natural inclination, natural disposition. So we had finished explaining ibadah, right? We explained what ibadah was. One second. This thing actually is throwing water on my book.
Water,
you see? Yes.
You want to come forward or something?
Well, we gotta do something because my book is gonna go bad. I keep thinking I'm spitting. I'm like, I'm not spitting that much, man.
Or should we go to the side? Push back?
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's raining in Saudi, man.
Some smoke is coming in.
Smoke.
No, this is cool air. This is cool air. That's good.
That's good.
Some water is coming now.
Yeah. It's been coming now. I told you.
Last time it was not coming.
Ma'alish, alhamdulillah. As long as it gives us some cool air, I don't mind. Let it rain.
You're wearing also fit way today.
I am, indeed. I thought we were already, I don't know, man. I'm used to another season. Anyways.
In Lebanon, it must be very cold.
It is during the winter season, yes. But we have a moderate, yani, nice summer, nice spring, nice fall, nice winter. Everything is okay.
Where?
In Lebanon.
In Lebanon. No.
Tayyip. So we said, we finished defining ibadah. We said, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah qal, al-ibadatu ismun jami'un li kulli ma yuhibbuhu Allah wa yardahu min al-aqwali wal-a'mali al-zahira wal-batina. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah have mercy on him, said, worship is an encompassing term that includes everything that Allah loves and is pleased with, from whether it's statements or actions, whether they are apparent or hidden. An example of that is, for example, the khashya, fearing Allah is the ibadah of the heart. Inaba, tawakkul, is an ibadah of the heart. This is what is intended by the inner ibadah. Tayyib. Did we deal already? What was the last note you have?
Inner that ibadah we finished, and then we discussed about Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 25, worshipping Allah.
Good. Then
God created human and jinn to worship Him.
There you are.
Surah Al-Dhariyat, verse number 56.
Okay. Then what?
And surah, disbeliever ask anything, for example, why?
Tabarakallah feek. I should write a little note from next time. I apologize, this is my mistake. But Mumtaz. Yeah, we were dealing with verse in Surah Al-Imran, verse number 18. Shahid Allahu annahu la ilaha illa huwa wal malaikatu wa ulul ilm.
Shahada.
Aywa, Allah bears witness that there is no God worthy of worship but He, and so do the angels and those who were given knowledge. And the Shaykh said, لو لم يكن من فضل العلم إلا هذه المنقبة حيث إن الله ما أخبر أن أحدا شهد بألوهيته إلا أولو العلم نسأل الله أن يجعلنا منهم. He said, and if there was nothing more virtuous or a position more honorable than that for the people, for the scholars and the people of knowledge, that Allah Azza wa Jal included their shahada. And they said that no one bears witness to that except Allah Himself, the angels, and those who were given knowledge, the scholars. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us among them with justice. Then Allah says, ثُمَّ قَرَّرَ هَذِي الشَّهَدَ بِقَوْلِهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Then Allah emphasized and re-established this testimony by saying at the end of the verse, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. No God worthy of worship but Him, the Aziz, the mighty, Al-Hakim, the most wise. Or Aziz could be also the all-powerful. He said, فَهَذَا دَلِيلٌ وَاضِحٌ عَلَى أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أَسَّدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَسَّدُونَ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. He said, this is a clear evidence that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. He said, I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah, and you bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. هذه شهادة الحق. إذ قال قائل كيف تقرونها مع أن الله تعالى يثبت آلهة غيره مثل قوله تعالى ولا تدعوا مع الله إله آخر. The Shaykh said, this is the testimony of truth. But if somebody said, how do you establish that although there were other gods mentioned in the Quran? Remember, we dealt with this actually last time. As Allah says, ولا تدعوا مع الله إله آخر, and do not call with Allah, along with Allah, another god called God. Allah called it Aliha. 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 Which is from the word. Wa alaykum salam ahlan. No problem, ya Sheikh. ومثل قوله ومن يدعو مع الله إلها آخر لا برهان له به. Whomever calls besides Allah another God whom he has no evidence for. Or Allah says, فما أغنت عنهم آلهتهم التي يدعون من دون الله من شيء. Verily, it did not suffice them or benefit them their gods that they used to call on besides Allah in anything. ومثل قول إبراهيم أَإِفْكَنْ آلِهَةً دُونَ اللَّهِ تُرِيدُونَ. A lie you make up against Allah. A lie you make up against Allah. Is this what you are seeking? Again, we are trying to establish the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal called them in the Quran آلِهَة. Gods, 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 more than one occasion. So how do you bring a relation between that? We are saying there is no God worthy of worship but Allah, yet Allah says in the Quran that there are other gods. So if somebody brought this shubha to you, this doubtful affair, how do you respond? The Shaykh says, فالجواب أن ألوهيته أن ألوهية ما سوى الله ألوهية باطلة مجرد تسمية. As Allah says, إن هي إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وأباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان. He said, the uluhiyya, meaning the attribute of being deserving of worship, to all the other gods besides Allah is a false one. It's false. As Allah says, it's only a name, a title given to it. You only call it a god. You understand what I'm saying? For example, just to make it easy, you have a cell phone and they sell in the store for little kids a cell phone, but that has candy. It's really not a cell phone, it just looks like a phone. You cannot use it, but you call it a cell phone. You tell your son, bring your little cell phone. I have my cell phone, you have your cell phone. If he was to use a cell phone, there's no Irsal, there's no Jawal, there's no mobile, there's nothing. It's a candy, there's candy inside. But they call it, so it's just a name. It's given the name of a cell phone. These are given the name of gods, because the people take them as gods. In reality, they didn't create, they didn't sustain, and they do not deserve worship. So they're not really gods, they're false gods. But they have the title of a god. You understand me? That's why Allah says, "In hiya illa asma'un samaytumuha," Surah Al-Najm. Verily, it is nothing but names that you have given. Antum wa abakum, you and your forefathers. Ma anzal Allahu biha min sultan. Allah did not reveal any authority for that. No authority was given for you to claim or to make other gods with Allah Azza wa Jalla. فَأُلُوهِيَتِهَا بَاطِلَةٌ وهي إن عبدت وتؤلها إليها من ضل وهي وإن عبدت وتألى إليها من ضل فإنها ليست أهلا لأن تعبد فهي آلهة معبودة لكنها آلهة باطلة ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما يدعون من دونه الباطل. We continue إن شاء الله. So the Shaykh said, so this claim that it's a god is false. And this particular, these gods, although they are being worshipped and the people are devoting themselves to these gods, it is really not worthy of being worshipped. It is worshipped indeed, but it is in falsehood. Yani people still worship it. It doesn't deserve to be worshipped. Yes, yet the people worship it, and that worship is nothing but falsehood. And this is the verse that is usually the refutation. ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما يدعون من دونه الباطل. This is in Surah Luqman, verse 30. This is the way to answer this. Allah, the Shaykh elaborated. But the clear response for someone who tells you, how do you bring relation between Allah saying there are gods in the Quran and the fact that there's la ilaha illallah? You say, Allah told us there are other gods, but Allah told us Verily, this is because Allah is the God in truth. Allah is the Ilah, truthfully. And all the ones that they call besides Him are false. Batil, or falsehood. So this is how we respond to this. There are other gods, but they don't deserve it. But the only one who is a God and who deserves it is Allah Azza wa Jalla. He is the true Ilah. And all the other ones are false. The Shaykh said, وَهَذَانِ النَّوْعَانِ مِنْ أَنْوَاعِ التَّوْحِيدِ لَا يَجْحَدُهُمَا وَلَا يُنْكِرْهُمَا أَحَدٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقِبْلَةِ الْمُنْتَسِبِينَ إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. He said, these two kinds of tawheed, because we already learned two kinds of tawheed, ya akhwan. We learned the tawheed of rububiyya, the tawheed of lordship, Allah being the creator, the sustainer, the sovereign, إلى آخره. And we learned the tawheed of uluhiyya, worship, meaning Allah, once we establish that Allah is the only creator, only sustainer, so we don't dedicate worship to none but Him. The Shaykh said these two kinds of tawheed, no one rejects them or denies them among the people of the Qibla, meaning all those who turn towards Kaaba, all the Muslims. No one rejects them. There's no problem with that. Otherwise they will become non-Muslims, inevitably, right? لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى مُوَحَّدٌ بِالرُّبُوبِيَّ وَالْأُلُوهِيَّ. Because Allah really is given oneness in terms of lordship and in terms of uluhiyya. لكن حصل فيما بعد أن من الناس من ادعى الألوهية أحدا من البشر. But yet, among the Muslims, there were some people who claimed that there were others who were also gods, and he was a human. كغلاة الرافضة مثلا الذين يقولون إن عليا إله. Such as the Shia, رافضة, they're called رافضة because the رافضة means from the word رفض. رفض is to reject. They're called Rafida because they are rejectors. What did they reject? They reject the Khilafah of Abu Bakr and Umar. Because they believe that they were kuffar and that they stole the Khilafah from Ali radiallahu anhu. So they were called the Rafida because of that. There's another interpretation why they were called the Rafida, but this is one of them. So which is in common days the Shia. During the time of Ali, they came and told Ali, you are a god. Anta ilah. He burnt them radiallahu anhu. That's kufr, right there. You come tell a human, that's worse than a Christian now, telling Jesus is a God.
They reject Muhammad's Prophet also?
Huh?
They reject Muhammad's Prophet also?
No, during his time, this was after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he had passed away. Aywa, كما صنع زعيمهم عبد الله بن سبا, as their leader claimed, his name was Abdullah ibn Saba. This is the one who started the Shia. Just in case you're interested, his name is Abdullah ibn Saba, Abdullah the son of Saba. حيث جاء إلى علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه وقال له أنت الله حقا أعوذ بالله. When he came to Ali, the son of Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with him, and told him, you are the Allah in truth, not just أنت إلى أنت الله حقا, in truth. لكن عبد الله بن سبا أصله يهودي دخل في الإسلام بدعوة التشيع لآل البيت. But in truth, Abdullah ibn Saba, that guy was a Jew. He was a Jewish man. This is how the hypocrites used to be. So he came into Islam in order to destroy Islam from within. There you are. The Shia were initiated by the Jews. That's why you find often a lot of weird things that are happening today in the political world, where they may seem to be against each other, but only Allah knows the reality and their affiliations with each other. The Shia, man, among all the deviant groups, they are absolutely the worst. The Shia have caused more damage to the Ahlul Sunnah than you can imagine. They have transgressed. They seek nearness to Allah by cursing the Sahaba. I've seen it with my own eyes. Uqsum billah, he will come on the minbar, he will curse Abu Huraira, curse Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, curse Umar, curse Aisha, and he will cry with khushu'. And they will all cry with him. They seek nearness to Allah by cursing the Sahaba, calling them all kuffar except six or a few number that they believe remain Muslims. Then they claim all the other Muslims, they became kuffar. A'udhu billah. You must be crazy. And the Prophet ﷺ said, if I was to take a close friend among the people, it would be Abu Bakr. But verily, it is only Allah. If I was to take one among the humans, it would be Abu Bakr. And we know the virtue of Abu Bakr. You come and call him a kafir. Anyways, a Jew is who started the Shia, his name is Abdullah ibn Saba. And he entered into Islam with the intention to glorify the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Ali was a relative of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he raised him above his status. ليفسد على على أهل الإسلام دينهم, in order to destroy the religion of Islam upon its people. كما قال ذلك شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله, as it was mentioned by the شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية, may Allah have mercy on him. وقال إن هذا صنع, إن هذا صنع كما صنع بولس حين دخل في دين النصارى ليفسد دين النصارى. الله أكبر. He said, verily this man Abdullah ibn Sabah did the same thing that Paul, Saint Paul, did to the Christians when he entered into Christianity in order to ruin the religion of Christianity. He was also a Jew. His name was Saul. This is for you if you ever involved in da'wah with the Christians. His name was Saul. He pretended that he converted to Christianity, named himself Paul, and then he's the one who came up with Trinity. He's the one who came up with the divinity of Jesus. He's the one who came up with the salvation through Jesus dying on the cross. All these were introduced by this guy Paul, who was originally a Jew. And in Islam, there was Abdullah ibn Sabah, who entered into Islam in order to destroy Islam through the same methodology. Through Shia. So it's much more serious than what we think. So, هذا الرجل عبد الله بن سبأ قال لعلي بن أبي طالب أنت الله حقا. This man Abdullah told Ali, you are Allah in truth. وعلي بن طالب لا يرضى أن أحدا ينزله فوق منزلته هو, حتى إنه رضي عنه من إنصافه وعدله وعلمه وخبرته كما يقول على منبر الكوفة, خير هذه الأمة بعد نبيها أبو بكر ثم عمر. He said, and verily Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, will not be satisfied that anyone will give him a position above the one that he deserves, above his real position, which is the servant of Allah. And because of his extreme justice and fairness and his knowledge and his experience, he would say on the minbar, when he would give the khutbah in Al-Kufa, he would say, verily the best of this nation after its messenger is Abu Bakr, then Umar.
Ali himself
used to say that. Now you tell this to the Shia, it will come from this ear and go from this one. They don't want to keep it inside. They will reject it. They say, no, this is not a hadith. Although this has been established that he used to say that. Because if he said that, then that will destroy their whole religion. Anyways, يعلن ذلك في الخطبة, announcing this during the خطبة. وقد تواتر النقل عنه بذلك رضي الله عنه. تواتر, they say حديث متواتر, is one, if I remember correctly, one more than 10 companions, when it has been received from more than 10 narrators. يعني when you say حديث متواتر, meaning there's no doubt in its authenticity, because so many different people have narrated the same hadith. So this particular statement of Ali has been narrated by a large number of companions for a long time.
متواتر.
The hadith متواتر, meaning so many people narrated this hadith that no way all of them are going to make a mistake. You understand what I'm saying?
Authentic.
أيوة. والذي يقول هكذا ويقر بالفضل لأهله من البشر كيف يرضى أن يقول له قائل إنك أنت الله. And the one who says this and he admits about the virtue of the people among the of the humans among the people, like Abu Bakr, he would admit the virtue of Abu Bakr and the virtue of Umar, how would we accept that a person tells him you are Allah in truth? ولهذا عزرهم أبشع تعزير. This is why he punished them in the most severe punishment. أمر بالأخاديد فخدت ثم ملئت حطبا وأوقدت ثم أتى بهؤلاء فقذفهم في النار وأحرقهم بها. He called for trenches, رحمك الله, for trenches to be built. Then he commanded that they get some wood. Then they lit the wood. Then he threw them in there, and he burnt them. And the Shaykh said, لأن فريتهم عظيمة والعياذ بالله وليست هينة. Because their claim was outrageous. We seek refuge in Allah. It wasn't something simple. It wasn't a minor innovation. This is someone telling a human being, you are Allah in truth. نسأل الله العافية. ويقال إن عبد الله بن سبأ هرب ولم يمسكوه. And it was said that this guy, Abdullah بن سبأ, who started the whole thing, was able to escape. And they did not catch him. المهم, he says the important thing, أن علي بن أبي طالب, أن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه أحرق السبائية بالنار لأنهم ادعوا فيه الألوهية. The important thing is Ali, may Allah have mercy on him, and may Allah be pleased with him, he burnt them. The سبائية, those who, they were called سبائية because Abdullah بن سبأ. أيوة. This is very common that according to a man, the group will be called after him. Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, they call him Wahhabis. This is also from the misguidance of these people. فَلَقُولُ, because Muhammad Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله was a shaykh who established the Tawheed after people started worshipping graves besides Allah. that those who love to worship the graves, they give bad titles about Shaykh Muhammad ibn al-Wahhab to scare the people away. If read his book, it's قال الله قال رسول. Allah said, the messenger said, don't worship none but Allah. Allah is the only true God. Don't seek no help from someone in the grave, and so forth. But in other countries, they have a very bad advertisement against him in order to keep the people away from that. So anytime you say La ilaha illallah and you deal with Tawheed, you say you Wahhabi. Especially if you go back home. They don't want to hear that stuff. They want to go to the grave of Mawlana, I don't know, Farfur, Farafiri, so they could ask him for chicken and rice. Yeah, Sufiya and anyone else. Allahu musta'an. Anywho, the Shaykh said, فنقول كل من كان من أهل القبلة لا ينكرون هذين النوعين من التوحيد وهما توحيد الربوبية وتوحيد الألوهية وإن كان يوجد من بعض أهل البدع من يؤله أحد من البشر. So we say, all those who turn towards the Qibla, يعني all those who are Muslims, they do not deny the two kinds of توحيد, ربوبية and ألوهية. Even though there may be some among the people of innovation who claim that someone else is a god, like also the Ahmadiyya, who said that the Ghulam Ahmad was also a prophet, and some of them said that he was God. In America, the Nation of Islam, the group of Nation of Islam, they said that their, what was his name?
Elijah
Muhammad. They said that he was a God, and he lives in a spaceship. Some crazy stuff. You heard that? Allah musta'an. Anyways. لكن الذي كثر فيه النزاع بين أهل القبلة هو القسم الثالث وهو توحيد الأسماء والصفات. He said, but really the thing that there's a lot of dispute and difference about, يعني regarding within the Muslims, is the third kind of tawheed, the tawheed of the names and the attributes of Allah. This is where we clash. We agree Allah is the only creator, we agree that only Allah deserves worship. When it comes to the asma' and sifat, the names and attributes of Allah, you will find the Muslims in many different sects and many different deviations. They will vary, and this book is, all of this book is to deal just with that. To remove the misconception from your mind, so you will understand who Allah is according to what Allah said in the Quran, according to what the Prophet ﷺ described Allah with in the Sunnah, and according to the understanding of the companions and the first three generations of Muslims. Very fundamental. Because not everybody could read and understand properly. But it was those who were closer to the Prophet ﷺ, who were with him, who could have asked him. But there were things that they never asked about because they understood them. So then the people wanted to go into detail, trying to explain things about Allah that they don't need to go there. And they started speaking about Allah with that knowledge, and they started denying the attributes of Allah or adding comparing Him to His creation. Why? Because there were things that were mentioned that the Sahaba never questioned about. Like, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa, thumma istawa al-Arsh. Allah rose above the throne. All you need to do is know that Allah rose above the throne. You don't need to think how. You don't need to imagine the method. And you have no idea what it is like. Why? There's nothing like Allah. Nothing. You cannot. Possibly. But the innovators could not be satisfied. That's why one of them came to Imam Malik. You know Imam Malik, Imam Darul Hijrah. One of the four a'imma that are followed. And he was given a class in the masjid. And a man came to him, he said, كيف استوى الله على العرش؟ كيف استوى الرحمن العرش؟ How did Allah rise above his throne? So Imam Malik, from the severity of the question, he put his head down and started sweating. They seen sweat started to form on his forehead. Then he raised his head and he said, Al-Istiwa'u Ma'loom. The word Istiwa, which is rising above, is known in the Arabic language. We know what it means. It is resting above something, rising above something. This is what Istiwa means in Arabic. Wal-Kayfu Majhool. How is unknown. وَالْإِيمَانُ بِهِ وَاجِبٌ. And for you to believe in it is an obligation, it's compulsory, because Allah said it in the Quran, وَالسُؤَالُ عَنْهُ بِدْعَةٌ. And to ask about it is an innovation. And I see you as nothing but an innovator, and he commanded that he will be thrown out of the masjid. Because he came to ruin the minds of the people. People were fine to believe Allah is above his throne, done deal. Close the door. You want to open it and say how and not how, you're going to fall into things that you should not be discussing. Because Allah taught us principle, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing like Allah. لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. There is no equal to Allah. And all the verses that we will be dealing with in this book, inshallah. عز وجل. طيب. هذا هو الذي كثر فيه الخوض فانقسم الناس فيه إلى ثلاثة أقسام وهم ممثل ومعطل ومعتدل والمعطل إما مكذب أو محرف. He says this is where the dispute arose between the Muslims. And the people are divided into three categories regarding the names and attributes of Allah, if you want to write that down. The people are divided into three categories regarding the names and attributes of Allah. Number one, mumathil. Mumathil is someone who makes Allah's names and attributes similar to His creation. Compares Allah to His creation. Okay? Mumathil. You need a pen? I have a red one. Yeah, good. So mumathil, someone who compares Allah to His creation. This is his issue. These are among the Muslims. The second category is mu'attil. Mu'attil is someone who denies the names and attributes of Allah. Someone who denies the names and attributes. They reject them. We will see who. They will say, you cannot say that Allah is merciful. And you cannot say that Allah is such and such. You will see, you will hear some crazy things about, may Allah forgive us, about the Muslims. Thirdly, mu'tadil, someone who is just or correct. Yani not here, not there. Which is inshallah what we intend on being. Which is the aqeed of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Correct.
The people of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the creed, the pure creed. From the time of the Prophet ﷺ until today, and it will be until the Day of Judgment. Because the Prophet ﷺ promised in the Hadith that they will remain a group among my nation upon the truth. So there's no way that there will be so much innovation that people don't know the truth anymore. No way. Otherwise, that means that Allah did not preserve Islam. Right? Allah preserved Islam. There will always be a group of people among the truth. They have signs, they have indications. This is the fulfillment of the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal to preserve this Islam. So they will remain on the Day of Judgment, they are Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And not anyone who claims Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we will see, because some of the innovators also claim to be among Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. He said, well, mu'attil, the one who denies, is one of two. Either a mukadhib, from the word kadhib, a liar, a belier, or muharrif, or someone who misinterprets the meaning. He changes the meaning. Yani he will play with the words, as the Jews used to do. This is their thing. They will play with the words in the Torah in order to misguide the people and give them information other than the one Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed. وَأَوَّلُ بِدْعَةٍ حَدَثَتْ فِي هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ هِيَ بِدْعَةُ الْخَوَارِجِ. The Shaykh, may Allah mercy him, said, and verily, and the first innovation that was introduced in this nation is the innovation of the Khawarij. Khawarij, well, we will see what the Shaykh says. لِأَنَّ زَعِيمَهُمْ خَرَجَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Because their leader, he went against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kharaj, yani he went out. And they say khuruj is going out. But what is intended here?
Kharaj.
Aywa, one second please. So khuruj, to go out. What is intended here though, the term here, whenever it's used in a certain context, then the meaning changes. Tayyib. So when you, the khawarij, what is intended are those who go against the hukam. Those who go against the leaders. This is what we intend by khawarij. Those who go out against the hukam, the leaders of the Muslims, by causing fitna and trying to spill blood and try to remove them from the leadership and take it over and what have you, using means other than the Quran and the Sunnah. We will see with them. He said, وَهُوَ ذُو الْخُوَيْسِرَ مِنْ بَنِي تَمِيمٍ حِينَ قَسَمَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ ذَهِيبَةً جَاءَتْ فَقَسَمَهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فَقَالَ لَهُ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ يَا مُحَمَّدُ اعْدِلْ. He said that their leader, whose name was ذُو الْخُوَيْسِرَ, from the Bani Tamim. He was from Bani Tamim. And what happened was the Prophet ﷺ had split some rewards or booty he had with him among the people. So this man told him, O Muhammad, be just.
He told
the Prophet ﷺ, be just. Yani basically you're oppressing, you're not dividing properly. Huh? And so this is crazy. This is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one who feared Allah the most. You're going to accuse him of that accusation. فَكَانَ هَذَا أَوَّلُ خُرُوجٍ خُرِجَ بِهِ عَلَى الشَّرِيعَ الْإِسْلَامِيَةِ. So this was the first going out, someone going against the Sharia, against the leader in the Islamic legislation. ثُمَّ عَظُمَتْ فِتْنَتَهُمْ فِي أَوَاخِرِ في أواخر خلافة عثمان وفي الفتنة بين علي ومعاوية فكفروا المسلمين واستحلوا دماءهم. This is how they started. Then their fitna was magnified and it became more severe. And the end of the khilafah of Uthman, may Allah be pleased with him, and in the also fitna that happened between Ali radiallahu anhu and Muawiyah, may Allah be pleased with both of them. So these Khawarij started calling the Muslims kuffar, and they made their blood permissible to be spilled. So, and usually they have, part of their belief system is that anyone who performs a kabira, if you do a kabira, which is a major sin, they consider you a kafir. So then it's permissible to kill you because then you're an apostate. So it's a very dangerous position. ثم حدثت بدعة القدرية مجوسي هذه الأمة الذين قالوا إن الله سبحانه وتعالى لم يقدر أفعال العباد وليست داخلة تحت مشيئته وليست مخلوقة له. The Sheikh said then another innovation was introduced. Now he's dealing with how we came to what we have today. This is how this book was written and why it was this letter was compiled by Ibn Taymiyyah. See, that's the gradual innovations. They started with the Khawarij. The next thing that happened was the Qadariya. Qadariya is from the word Qadar. Qadar is preordainment or decree. They were called Qadariya because they had an issue with Qadar. Majusiyah, they are the Majus of this Ummah. They said, listen to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not decree the actions of the slaves. Allah did not decree the actions of the slave. And it is not part of his mashiyah, it's not part of his will. Yani you do whatever you want. Allah didn't decree it, and Allah, it's not under Allah's will. Yani you're free. Yani you do things without the will of Allah. Basically, describing Allah with weakness and deficiency and lack of control. The creation, they do things that Allah doesn't know about because Allah didn't decree them. Furthermore, they do things without His will. Yani you're free to do whatever you want, and Allah's will is not involved, and it is not. Yani, and the will is not. It's crazy. Actually, he said, بل كان زعماؤهم وغلاتهم يقولون إنها غير معلومة لله ولا مكتوبة في اللوح المحفوظ وأن الله لا يعلم بما يصنع الناس لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. He said, actually, the leaders and those who were extreme among them, they used to say that the actions that we do is not known by Allah, and it is not even written in the tablet, in the lawh al-mahfuz. طيب, it's not written in the book that contains everything that Allah Azza wa Jal created. It's not even written there, and that Allah doesn't know what the people do. إلا إذا وقع ذلك ويقولون, unless it happens. Once it happens, then Allah knows that we did such and such because we did it. Before we did it, Allah didn't decree it, doesn't know about it, and did not know about it, according to them. And we say Allah is free from this claim. Rather, we know that Allah Azza wa Jal, the first thing that created was what, ya akhwan? What was the first thing Allah created? It comes in a hadith.
Qalam,
the pen. Allah told them, Allah commanded the pen, Uktub, write. He said, what shall I write? Oh Allah, my Lord. He said, write whatever will be and will, is going to be from now until the end of time. Yani until the day of judgment. Write everything. And the pen wrote everything. This was written then. Before Adam was created, before the heavens and the earth were created, before anything was created. Before the angels. Because there was Allah and there was nothing else. And then Allah created the pen in the beginning, and it wrote everything that is taking place. So how do you claim that Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't know our actions? You must be out of your brain. And these people are out of their brain. وَيَقُولَ إِنَّ الْأَمْرُ أُنْفْ أَوْ أُنُفْ, meaning the matter is sudden. أي مستأنف. يعني it just happens. وَهَؤُلَاءِ أَدْرَكُوا آخِرَ عَصْرِ الصَّحَابَةِ. These innovators, they became available, يعني they were present during the end of the Sahaba. While the Sahaba were dying and there were only a few of the Sahaba left, this bid'ah, this innovation of Qadariya came about. فَقَدْ أَدْرَكُوا زَمَنَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنِ عُمَرَ. So they were there during the time of Abdullah, the son of Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, Umar ibn Khattab, his son Umar, وَعُبَادَ ibn Samit, and another companion called Ubad ibn Samit, وجماعة من الصحابة, and a group of the Sahaba, لكنه في أواخر عصر الصحابة. But it was at the end of the generation of the صحابة. That's the second innovation. Third, ثم حدثت بدعة الإرجاء. Then the innovation of إرجاء came into existence. وأدركت زمن كثير من التابعين. And it was during the time of the تابعين, the second generation of Muslims. والمرجئة, who are the مرجئة? It's called إرجاء, and their name is مرجئة. Like Islam, Muslimun. إرجاء, مرجئون or مرجئة. وهم الذين يقولون إنه لا تضر مع الإيمان معصية. أنت مؤمن. تقول نعم. يقول لك لا تضرك المعصية مع الإيمان. تزني وتسرق وتشرب الخمر وتقتل. ما دمت مؤمنا فأنت مؤمن كامل الإيمان وإن فعلت كل معصية. This is crazy. These people say the murji'a, their belief system is as follows. That nothing harms you with faith. يعني if you say that you're a believer, you tell him, he asks you, you're a believer, you say yes. He says then no sin is going to harm you. Huh? You could fornicate, you could steal, you could drink alcohol, you could kill. As long as you're a believer, you are a believer with perfect belief. The sin does not benefit you or harm you because you're a believer.
Major sins.
Aywa. Major or minor sins. To them, sins have nothing to do. You're either a believer or a disbeliever. They don't believe that Iman fluctuates. The Aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah is Iman goes up with good deeds and it goes down with bad deeds. And everybody knows from himself. When you're doing a lot of acts of worship, you feel your Iman is strong, you feel a certain way. When you be sinning, you feel down. When you feel it, Iman going up and down. You know you believe in Allah, His angels, His messengers and what have you. But the Iman and the action based on this Iman goes up and down based on deeds. These people say no. You could do all of these sins, your Iman is equal to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Same thing, you and him. There's no difference. He's a believer, you're a believer. This is crazy. We will see from textual evidences why this is incorrect. Because there are verses in the Quran that Allah says, and when the verses are revealed upon them, it increased them in Iman. About the Sahaba. It increased them in Iman. Allah said that the Iman increases. And in the Hadith, if the Iman of this Ummah was to be weighed with the Iman of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq will overweigh them, will outweigh them, meaning his iman is more, meaning the iman is a lot, a little, and so forth. Not as these people claim, you're either believer or a disbeliever, and if you're a believer, no problems, you can do as much sin as you want, you're good to go. لكن قال الشيخ الإسلام بن تيمية إن كلام القدر ومجا حين رده بصايا الصحابة كان في الطاعة والمعصية والمؤمن والفاسق لم يتكلموا في ربهم وصفاته. But Ibn Taymiyyah says really these statements of the Qadariyya and the Murji'ah, these two groups of innovators, when the companions of the Prophet ﷺ refuted them, they refuted this position of theirs, those people, those Murji'ah and Qadariyyah, they were only speaking about obedience and disobedience and the believer and the disbeliever, and the believer and the corrupt person, the wicked person. They did not speak about Allah and His attributes. Yet, their innovation first was about what we mentioned. Nothing harms you with Iman, or Allah did not decree this. The things, this came later. In the beginning, they were not dealing with Allah and His attributes. It was just dealing with Iman and Iman and wicked person and a good person, what have you. فجاء قوم من الأذكياء. The Shaykh said something here funny. So a group of smart people came about. يعني he's mocking them. They have nothing to do with intelligence. They were not really intelligent. بمن يدعون أن العقل مقدم على الوحي. Now we'll see the danger. فقالوا قولا بين القولين. قول المرجئة وقول الخوارج. قالوا الذي يفعل الكبير ليس بمؤمن كما قاله المرجئة. ولكنه وليس بكافر كما قال الخوارج. بل هو في منزلة بين منزلتين. So a group of intelligent individuals, or supposedly, came and they said, those who claim that intelligence takes precedence over revelation. يعني whatever from the revelation doesn't make sense, they use their mind. Whatever makes sense here, this is the truth. Even if it goes against the revelation. So they put forth, they favor their intellect over textual evidences. And Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah mercy on him, wrote a compilation of books. يعني mentioning, يعني there's no contradiction between intelligence and textual evidences. Rather, they are in harmony with the person who really has intelligence, not the person who claims it. So what did these people say? They said, we're going to say a statement in between, between the Murji'ah and the Khawarij. So they said, whomever does a major sin, he's not a believer. If you do a major sin, he's not a believer, as the Khawarij, who used to believe anyone. If you commit zina, if you fornicate, you're no longer a Muslim. If you drink alcohol, you're no longer a Muslim.
Khawarij.
Khawarij. So these people said, if you do a big sin, you're really not a Muslim anymore. You're no longer a believer. But you're not a kafir either. You are in a position between two.
Oh.
What? Crazy stuff. You're not a believer, and you're not a disbeliever. They said you're in a stage between two. And they gave an example. كرجل سافر من مدينة إلى أخرى فصار في أثناء الطريق فلا هو في مدينته ولا هو التي سافر إليها. Like a man who was traveling between two cities. So he was in the middle. He's neither in his Medina, his city, nor is he in the one that he's traveling to. But he is in a stage in between the two stages. هذا في أحكام الدنيا. This is regarding how they treated this person regarding this dunya. You're not a believer, so we give you salam alaikum. You're not a kafir, so we consider you an apostate, and so you're not a Muslim. That's how they treat him in the dunya. But in the hereafter, their ruling regarding him, فَهُوَ مُقَلَّدٌ فِي النَّارِ. He will abide eternally in the hellfire. فَهُمْ يُوَفِقُونَ الْخَوَارِجِ فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكِنَّهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا يُخَالِفُونَهُمْ. So they oppose the Khawarij in the dunya, but they are in agreement with him in the hereafter. Excuse me. Anyway, so as we were saying, so they oppose the Khawarij in the dunya, but they agreed with him in the hereafter, that the person who commits a major sin, he will go to the hellfire eternally. It's crazy, man. Meaning, يعني, most of the Muslims, مع السلامة. And how many of us are really, يعني, pure, mashallah, that they don't perform any sins, whether major or minor?
No, sir, he's an angel.
Yeah. Hey. The Sheikh says, انظر كيف تدرجت البدع في صدر الإسلام. Look how innovation gradually started to be introduced into Islam. Subhanallah, and the Prophet ﷺ warned us from way before. He said, whomever amongst you live, he will see a lot of differences. So upon you is my sunnah, and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa after me. He warned us from innovating. But anyways, حَتَّى وَصَلُوا إِلَى الْخَارِقِ جَلَّ وَعَلَى. They kept innovating until they made it all the way to Allah Azza wa Jal. Started innovating and speaking about Him. وَجَعَلُوا الْخَارِقِ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الْمَقْلُوبِ. Oh, it's almost Salah time. And they made the creation equal to the Creator. Their innovation went to such an extent that they made the creation equal to the Creator. يَقُلُونَ كَمَا يَشَاءُونَ. فيقولون هذا ثابت لله وهذا غير ثابت. هذا يقبل العقل أن يتصف الله به وهذا لا يقبل العقل أن يتصف به. So they say whatever pleasing to them. They say whatever is pleasing to them. They say this is confirmed about Allah. No, this is not confirmed about Allah. This the mind accepts that Allah may have this description, but this one, the other one you mentioned, I don't believe that Allah has this description. And I've had this يعني, conversation myself with someone who's a Muslim, who's related to me. And I was having this discussion, and wallahi, it's as he said. I told him, Allah rose above his throne. He said, my mind cannot accept that Allah will be above a throne. You know, my mind just doesn't digest it.
Logically.
Yani, Allah it's much greater to be in a throne. I said, Allah much greater, but he told you this in the Quran. It is not about what your mind can understand or what your mind cannot understand. This is about revelation. إِنَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. I've made it in Arabic Quran so you may understand. Allah revealed it in Arabic and told them in clear Arabic text in seven different places in the Quran that Allah rose above his throne. So you come reject it because your mind, it doesn't suit you. This is how they do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide me and guide him to the truth. فَحَدَثَتْ بِدْعَةُ الْجَهْمِيَّةِ وَالْمُعْتَزِلَةِ فَانْقَسَمُوا فِي أَسْمَاءِ اللَّهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ الْأَقْسَامُ مُتَعَدِّدَةً. So another innovation was introduced, which is the innovation of Al-Jahmiyyah, because of the one who used to, they follow with, I believe his name was Safwan ibn Jahm. Or we will see. His name is, his last name is Jahm. They were called Jahmiyyah and Mu'tazila. Jahmiyyah. Jim, Ha, Mim, Ya, Ta, Marbuta. Wal-Mu'tazila. And we will see more about the Mu'tazila. And they became divided regarding the names and attributes of Allah into a number of divisions. We will stop, inshallah, right now, because this is going to be elaborate right now. هذا والله تعالى أعلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.